Well, hello there, VoiceTubers. Another day, another pronunciation challenge. My name is Adam, and it is my pleasure to guide you through today's topic about the mystery of classical music. All right, before we get started, I'd like to share a little bit about myself, since this is my very first pronunciation challenge episode. Originally from the state of Virginia in the US, I have been living in Taiwan for almost 4 years now. Wow. And I've been in the field of education for a few years now, too, working in places like South America, Africa, Europe, and now here in Taiwan. Yay! There are many reasons why I fell in love with Taiwan, but one of them is because it's so easy to escape into the mountains and nature when needed. I'd say that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from, especially when I'm painting or maybe u-biking around Taipei. Anyway, I really look forward to this new adventure and getting to know more about you guys. Please feel free to share your favorite locations in Taiwan, hiking spots, in the comments, or any questions you may have for me. Now, back to our topic. Can music that dates back centuries actually make our babies smarter? Isn't that a bit of a wild thought that simply playing a song loud enough for your baby to hear can have positive effects and thus maybe leading to your child becoming a genius? But meanwhile, let's break down the sentence to get a closer look. This trend is known as the Mozart effect and has sparked a lucrative industry with thousands of CDs being sold to parents, with the promise of making their babies smarter. Okay, let's just take a closer look into the word Mozart. Yes, Mozart. Please do not say Mozart. Mozart. And then off to has sparked, the verb to spark. Has sparked. And next, effect. Effect. Careful, not to be confused with the verb affect with an A. There is a difference. And then we have our noun promise. Promise. As in to make a promise. Okay, let's dive deeper into these three words. Number one, lucrative. 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 It's an adjective. You could describe anything as lucrative that has the ability of making money. Ka-ching! For example, a business, an industry, or an activity could be profitable, and thus lucrative. Money! For example, it became evident that selling socks in this part of town was not as lucrative as we had hoped. So here we say the word evident, meaning like it's clear or obvious. It's obvious that selling socks wasn't going to be as profitable as we thought it would be. Number two, the verb spark. Spark. Using spark as a verb means to begin something and can often describe a sudden start. These can be, but are not limited to, feelings or events that develop over time. Our example, the mayor's decision to relocate the historical statue sparked week-long riots in the city. So, if the mayor chose not to have the statue relocated, people would have not started the riots. And our last point, Mozart. Two syllables, it's a noun or a name. Mozart. Remember to make that tss sound. Mozart. So the reason we're looking at this is because Mozart has become a household name. One of the most influential composers of the classical era and probably of all time. Mozart was a child prodigy, meaning he was able to display certain skills as a child that usually only adults can perform. Actually, his full name was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but it's okay if we just say Mozart. Okay, that's it from my end for today. I personally enjoy listening to classical music and movie soundtracks, so if you ask me, I definitely support the idea of introducing this genre of music to your little one from the get-go. See for yourselves, maybe our next generation will be full of Einsteins and Da Vincis once this trend starts rolling. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to practice today's sentence. Cheers!